I am very excited to announce a quick update on the upcoming Project Impact Retreat, taking place June 21st to the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. I have hand-picked speakers to help guide you in your business in everything from how to secure trademarks and protect yourself legally, to creating powerful branding, to building multiple six-figure offer suites, and everything in between. This event will take place in a 6,000-square-foot villa with 360-degree views of Santa Barbara. You'll have delicious meals, enjoy the space, and make connections that will enrich your life and your business for many years to come. You can find all the info at projectimpactretreat.com. I will see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy and I am your host. And today is a story time of sorts that I think is really going to help you if you are in a place of chaos in your business, in your life, in your surroundings. This is really going to help you get some perspective and see that messy action is the best action to take. And I'm going to tell you a story about how I went to Africa in 2016 with no plan. No plan, no idea what to expect, and $0. Because keep in mind, in 2016, I was still trying to figure things out in my business. This was the year that I hired a business coach, but it was immediately after my trip to Africa. Okay, so here's how Africa came to be. I have a really great friend. Her name is Andrea. Hi, darling. If you're listening to this episode, I wish I could hug you, but you're on the East Coast now. But Andrea is just someone who I've always found to be inspirational. So you have to surround yourself with the right people, right? You know, people that you feel supported by, inspired by, people that you genuinely love and care about. And to me, Andrea is one of those people. She's brave. She takes messy action. She shares the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I've always really enjoyed spending time with Andrea. So one day she comes to me and she says, I'm going to go on this trip to Bali with a group called Project Getaway. And it's a group for entrepreneurs who just need some connection, some ideas. You know, it's very connective. The trips that they put together are high end. There's lots of excursions. There's lots of whiteboarding and masterminding, and there are people from all different countries. So you're really going to get a lot of value when you go, you know, spend time with people who have similar values and similar direction, similar aspirations that you do. So she said, I'm going to this trip and I'll let you know how it goes when I come back. Awesome. So she came back, told me all about the trip. And then she said, you have to go on one of their trips. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm recently divorced. I'm struggling with my business. I'm doing social media for clients. I'm not charging enough. I'm not making enough money. Month after month, I'm struggling, but I'm staying the course, right? I really want to be an entrepreneur. And she goes, you know what? You should just check it out. And so I checked it out and I applied. I went online and I applied. And if you've ever done anything with zero intention of following through, this story is going to resonate really well with you. So I go on their website. I see what the cost is. And I'm like, okay, great. It was, I don't know, I think it was like $3,500 for 30 days. Accommodations, food are included. So I think a great deal thinking about it now. But at the time I was like, ah, where do I get $3,500? My credit was horrible after my divorce. I couldn't even put on a credit card. So I applied anyway. And I was like, you know what? Something's going to happen. Maybe. But I'm going to try. I'm not just going to close my computer. I'm going to fill out this application. They emailed me. They said, we would love to set up a Zoom interview with you and kind of take it to the next phase of the process. And I'm like, okay, great. Even though I know that I can't afford to go and I will not be going, but sure, I will entertain this interview. So I get on the interview with two lovely women from the organization and we had this really great conversation and oh my gosh, I was so excited about it, but I knew I couldn't go because I didn't have the money to go. So the next day I go to the workspace that my dear friend, Michelle owns. She and I did a podcast together a few episodes back. I think it was New Year's. And she owned an event space and I worked from there. She let me work from there knowing that my business was new and struggling and all the things. So I went to the workspace the next day and she said, hey, what's up? What's new? And I told her about this thing and I did an interview. And while I'm talking to her, she says, well, you know, you need to go, right? This is just like a non-negotiable. Like, I don't care what you need to do. You need to make it happen. Like these sorts of opportunities are given to us when we need them the most. So you have to take it. And so I'm sitting there at my computer. I'm looking at my bank statements. I'm looking at my 401k and my different things that I might be able to string together to find $3,500. And the money's just not there. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The money was not there. So while I'm sitting there trying to figure out a creative solution for how to get money from my resources, and I hate borrowing money. Borrowing money is not a thing for me. And at that time, it certainly was not a thing for me. I would rather scrape together two pennies myself than ask someone for help. I've never been good at asking for help. So while I'm sitting there on my computer looking at all these different accounts, trying to string something together, I get an email from this organization called Project Getaway, who I interviewed with. And they said, we want to invite you on this trip. We love your vibe. The conversation was great. Your business sounds really interesting. And, you know, here's a list of the people that we've invited already. If this, you know, resonates with you, please join us. And so I shut my computer and I went to my friend Michelle and I'm like, okay. So I just officially got invited to go with all the information and a link to buy a ticket and some ideas for travel itineraries and, you know, the airport and info and where they're going. And she goes, well, where is it? And I said, well, Andrea went to Bali on her trip. So let me click this link. They were going to Africa for the first time, to a tiny island called Mauritius. So I look at Michelle and I said, I guess they're going to Africa. And she's like, okay, great. Michelle had been to Africa before, so it was a non-thing to her. So I go, I've got to look on the map and see where this Mauritius place is. Turns out it's a tiny island off the east coast of Madagascar. And I did some research, one of the most beautiful places I'd ever seen on the internet. And so Michelle said, okay, great. So you're going. And I said, no, I don't have the money to do this. So I'm going to have to email them back and say, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity, but I can't do it. It was very black and white to me at the time. And Michelle said, how about if I lend you the money to go? And I said, no, that just feels weird. I don't want it to affect our friendship. What if I can't pay you back? In my mind, I wasn't believing in myself because my business was struggling. I was managing social media for a number of clients, not charging enough. On my phone 12 hours a day. I was at capacity. I was well past capacity, if I'm being honest. And so I just thought, oh, great. If I go on this trip and borrow, you know, the $3,500 plus the flight, so I'll probably be at, I don't know, 6K by the time I'm done with all these expenses. How am I going to pay her back? Where is this surplus of money that would be a monthly payment or a lump sum to Michelle? Where is that going to come from? I just thought I was going to dig myself a hole. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be really smart about it. And so she said, okay, what feels better? What feels good to you? And I said, okay, I will, after hours and hours of going back and forth about it, I just said, okay, I will borrow this money from you, but I want a monthly payment plan and I'm going to write it down and I'm going to sign it because our friendship to me is so important. And I don't want to screw it up. And so she said, okay, great. So I wrote down a payment plan. It was $6,000. And her mindset around the whole thing was so awesome. I was like, okay, let me see what the cheapest package is. And she's like, excuse me, if you're going to fly all the way to Africa, you need the accommodations that are comfortable for you, not the smallest, cheapest ones there. So I went for like the mid-level sized villa or whatever they had. And then looked at airfare and all that. So we landed at $6,000. So I said, okay, I can pay you back $1,000 a month over 6 months. And she's like, great. And then in my mind, I'm like, how the hell am I getting an extra $1,000 a month? Oh my God. So I was thinking in my head, this is a really stupid decision. This is really stupid. It's going to ruin my friendship. I'm going to dig myself a hole financially. It's going to be all bad. And I had to take those negative feelings and just shove them down and say, well, it can't really get any worse than it is now. I'm newly divorced. I had to sell my house. I have $0 to my name. I'm overworked, underpaid. It was sort of a poor me chapter anyway. Oh, I also had a really unhealthy relationship that I have hinted at here on the podcast. I was stuck in this really unhealthy relationship. And I think, you know, I talk about putting money in the hands of women all the time. We are less susceptible to these dangerous, unhealthy relationships when we have our own resources. That is a fact. That is a black and white fact. That has been an overarching theme in my life. And I firmly believe that I would never have ended up in this relationship if I had had the resources to support myself and my ideas and, you know, create my own independence.
Okay. I know you already know this, but attending live events brings really powerful connections to your life and to your business. So join me at the Project Impact Retreat taking place June 21st through the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. You'll get to hear from speakers who will support you in your business growth, and you'll get to enjoy meals from chefs and meet new people from around the globe. It's time you put yourself in the room of women who've already reached the goals that you've been dreaming of. New validation of your ideas, women who challenge you, and connections that will change your future. If a private villa in Santa Barbara matches your vision of business building, join me. You'll find all the info on the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. Okay, back to the episode.
So that will come into play here in a moment when I talk about what happened in Africa. Okay, so I borrow this money. Fast forward. And it was only like 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away. It was really fast. So I call my parents. I'm going to Africa. And they're like, oh God, our child is losing her mind again. Because, you know, it was a rough year for me going through all the things that I was dealing with. And they're like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, here's the information. Here's the dates. I'm going to Africa with this group. My friend has already done a trip with this group. They're, you know, they're a legit group, not like a, it's not like human trafficking or anything like that that parents think of. So here's what we're doing. Here's where we'll be. Awesome. Great. Okay. So I go on this trip. I take the longest flight of my life. I get to Mauritius, and it's a group of 15 people, and everybody's from a different country. I think there were two of us from California, but outside of us, everybody else was from a different country. So I meet these wonderful people and have 30 days with this group. We had excursions. We worked a lot. We had white paper sessions. We had mastermind sessions. It was such a gift. So two of the people there stood out for me. Yeah, with businesses that were similar to mine. One was she ran a social media business, and we talked a lot about the direction of our companies, and she was light years ahead of me. And I said, what are you doing differently? What am I doing wrong? And she said, well, you're doing the work for the client instead of teaching the client how to do the work. And I was like, holy shit, that is a light bulb moment. And I was like, well, what do you do? And she said, well, corporations hire me for 30K, 40K for like a 6 month period. And I support them and I go in however often, I don't remember. And I teach them things and they have videos that they learn from. And so they are up to date on digital marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, you know, all the things that I do for my clients. And they learn how to do it. She's like, I want to teach a man to fish. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is life changing. And she said, you're one person. And I was like, yeah, I was thinking of hiring some other people to do so I could take on more clients. And she was like, don't do that. Don't do that. She said, because what happens is when you are doing the work for your clients, they're not seeing how valuable you are. And you are the first person cut when they are doing budget reorganizations because they don't do the work. So they just think, oh, Lisa goes on and posts for us sometimes and we don't really understand it. So we don't really know what the traction is or how to translate that into our revenue. So we'll just cut it and we'll just do it internally. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. That has happened to me. She said, yeah. So if you teach them how to do it, how to measure their own analytics, how to be creative, they will have a vested interest in the outcome. Therefore, you as the consultant will be highly valuable to them. And I was like, oh my God, this is life-changing advice. Someone else who really stood out to me was this lovely man who was there on paternity leave from Austria. So he and his wife had I think she was a year old. And so he had paid, I don't even know, a year off for paternity leave. So he spent 30 days during that time at this trip, this 30-day trip. And he is was at the time a marketing director for Red Bull. So I'm sitting there in this group and we're all talking about our companies and what we do and what we could do differently. And he looked at me and said, you know what? The three of us, meaning him, myself, and this girl I was just mentioning, should really do like an intensive, right? We should just get into the room, take our big white pieces of paper, tape them all over the walls and just go crazy and just write everything down, help each other, brainstorm, like really light the fire. And he said, at Red Bull, we do all kinds of crazy things for marketing and development and, you know, training our sales team. And I'm like, I need to know this person now. And so I'm sitting there just like, how did I get here? Do you ever have those moments when you're like, how the hell did I get in like a good way? How did I get here? How did I apply on this website? I have no intentions of going. Have a friend step in who insisted to lend me the money, get on an airplane, do all the logistics, got a babysitter for the dog. And now I'm sitting here next to the marketing director from Red Bull, who's advising me on how to grow my company. Like, what the fuck? How did this happen? It was all just so life-changing for me. It was so life-changing. And I didn't have a plan and I didn't have any idea what to expect. And I didn't go there with any money at all. None. None. I just went there like, well, all the meals are included. All the excursions are paid for ahead of time. The flights are taken care of. So I don't know. I think I had one credit card with like a $500 limit or something. So yeah. Anyway, I did the best I could with the resources that I had. So I'm sitting there with this group of people, and we're all on, you know, chats now, even to this day, and social media and all of that. And I'm just sitting there like, this is so powerful. And I almost didn't do it. I almost didn't do it. And my life is different now. And my business is going to be different now. And the way I handle money and connections is just going to be different now. My mindset is forever changed. Something has changed in my DNA because of this experience. You know, and if you think about the opportunities that come to you, think about how you grew up with money, what that's like in your family. And think about what happens when you have these experiences and how that changes future generations. You have the power to single-handedly change how money is made, how it's saved, how it's, you know, how it's positioned to make more money for your children, for your children's children, for those future generations. You have the power to do that. And I think just by going on this trip, I have changed the future of future generations of my family. Everything is different now. Everything. My brain is wired differently now. So while I was there, one of the assignments that we had was the group collectively went to they were building a tech city in Mauritius. That was a new addition to the island. They were building a tech city and they had an event that was sponsored by Google. And it was called Startup Something. And so all the people that lived on the island could come and talk about their startups and talk about what they needed and get matched with one of us who could help them with the thing that they needed. So I'm just sitting there watching all these people who have startups. We're on this panel, like we know everything about everything. We're these like people holding all the power. And you've got all these people of multiple generations who have owned their own companies, who are entrepreneurs, but they're struggling and they live in Mauritius and they think we have the key to everything. And that perspective for me was so insane. It was so insane. So if you don't think you're valuable or you're not sure what you bring to the world, go to a place where people need your help. And it will remind you that you are valuable and you can help a lot of people with your skill set, with your knowledge, with your life experience. That is perspective that we all need once in a while. Because going on this trip, here's what it did for me. It gave me these contacts from other countries forever. I dare you to put a dollar amount on that. I dare you. You can't do it. I can't do it. They can't do it. And so having this experience, going to Africa with no idea what to expect, no money, no plan, I've come with all of these things that changed me and changed my business and changed future generations of my family forever. So I came back. The first thing I did was get rid of the boyfriend who attempted to fight with me more than once while I was in Africa. That'll tell you how healthy that relationship was. And I had a yoga class while I was there. I'll just share this one last thing before we wrap up here. But one of the lovely women in the group was a yoga instructor, and we did a yoga class. She just looked at me one day and she said, I can tell that you are struggling with something. And so let's do a yoga class. I was like, okay, let's do a yoga class. So we sat there doing yoga on this like wooden platform overlooking the river. And I just started to cry. She's like, what's happening? And then she went and got two glasses of wine and we did wine yoga. So we did poses, take a sip, have a chat, do another pose, take a sip, have a chat. And oh my God, it was so fun. And she just looked at me like, you really need some support right now. And she was right. She was right, because he had started a fight with me over WhatsApp about, who knows, something he made up as a control thing. So the first thing I did when I got home was get rid of him. I got rid of some clients. I raised my prices. I took this information from these people and I put it into action. Remember I told you we had a white paper session that we were taped to the walls and things? I took them home with me. I folded them up, put them in my luggage, took them home. I still have them to this day. So all the scribble in different colors, because that's what happens when you're like so on fire and this really amazing manic energy and you're just creating stuff. I still have it and I will keep that paper forever and ever and ever. So this is a little reminder to you to take these opportunities, even when they don't make sense. It may not make sense. And you might have somebody step in to help support you. Take the support. make it happen because you will be different. Your DNA will be different. The people in your family will be different. Your money will be different. I cleaned house personally, professionally, and that's when the money started coming into my business because I was smart. I learned how to scale from these wonderful people in Africa and everything changed from that moment. So I will forever be grateful for that experience. And there's some really cool videos on YouTube. I'm going to link them in the show notes so you can see what this group is about. I know during COVID and stuff, obviously there were no trips. So I don't know if they have, continued to do trips after lockdown and all of that. I don't know. But I will link the videos here so you could kind of see what the vibe is in case there's a group out there for you or you want to start exploring these sorts of trips. If it's in your, I'm not going to say if it's, you know, within your budget because it certainly was not in my budget. But if it's on your heart to do something like this, you can make it happen. If I can make it happen, anybody can make it happen. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne. I'll see you next week. Okay. Bye. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.